We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Being joined right now by John Schill at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We're going to be there Monday and Tuesday, John. How about that?
That sounds like a plan. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, okay. You had corporate whiskey last night.
Well, I did. Yeah, you know we were talking shop, and you know that conversation became longer than I thought. And yeah, I was trying out the new smoked whiskey we have and the drinks we have. So very tasty, and go down way smoother than I thought. So yeah, so it was a long night, and I'm recovering. It's Thursday. It's a good weekend to start betting, so yeah. So I cleared my system out for the NBA playoffs, and with some Jack Daniels and an old fashioned. So.
Well, you better be ready for some corporate Coors Lights when we get there.
Okay. Right. You know, right, and I should get a piece of that with Coors Chill. I shouldn't even have.
You should get a piece of that. They put chill on every can.
That's right. I should get a piece of every sale of beer on that.
Okay, but, what was your family name? What did they change it from?
It was originally Guniacello. And, yeah.
It was what?
They got Chill. Yeah, they got Chill out of Guniacello. And so, yeah, that was my original name for my grandfather that came over.
Wow.
And, yeah.
They destroyed a great Italian name.
That's it. Yeah. I have a couple cousins. They went back to it, so good for them. Yeah, they went back to the original, the OG name. So
good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to change my name once. Okay, wouldn't have it. They tried to change my name, John, and we wouldn't have it. All right. My dad was none too pleased when they did that, but that's another story. John Schill's with us. Which way's the money going on this NBA Finals?
You know, we're seeing a lot of, you know, it was weird. It just went from plus 9.5 to 10 within the last 20 minutes here. I was watching it move, but still seeing 60% on OKC right now. But it was more 65 last night, so you're starting to see some Pacer money now with the money. But it's interesting that you're seeing it go up a half a point. But
you're talking about series money. What about, okay, so 10 is what? 10 is way too much to be given Indiana. Way too much.
Yeah. Yeah. With the layoff, I mean, I think Oklahoma City's at least a week and a half, and, you know, Indiana had the week. I think it's just way too many points right now. I think Indiana's been way better than what people thought. You know, I mean, they just keep grinding it out, and they basically dominated the Knicks series. And, you know, and OKC looked good, you know, but, you know, you got to give Indiana a puncher's chance. They can score. You know, I'd rather have a team that can score than a team that just plays defense. You know, they always have a chance. You know, all five starters can get hot at one time and, you know, light up the scoreboard. So you got to give Indiana a chance. You know, in the series, I mean, they're huge underdogs in the series. The series right now, I was looking at, it's about 60-40 as well. People got the Thunder, but, you know, it's hard to lay minus 700 for the series. I kind of like the 3-1. It's over 5.5 plus 130, but I like the series to go 4-2 OKC, and that's 3-1. But, you know, I think Indiana could pull a game or two out of this series and, you know, and make it a little bit of a series. I think the NBA needs it as well. You know,
what's the favorite? Five games? What's the favorite?
Yeah,
five games?
Over under. Yeah, it's five. You could get a sweep at plus 230 OKC, at plus 230. You think OKC is just going to dominate the series. So, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, I think it'll be interesting for the over-under tonight. I mean, I think with the big layoffs, it's either going to be a real slow game or a low-scoring game or a real high, you know, and that's that's a hard one to predict, you know, in game one with the big layoff that both of them had. But, yeah, it'll be interesting.
What's that number?
230 tonight, over under.
230. What do you think, Lance? Under over 230.
I like under just because of how long they've been out. I mean, but that's a high-paced team, the Pacers. But Oklahoma City, I mean, Indiana hadn't played for a while either.
No.
I kind of like first game jitters. These teams have never been here before. First game jitters, you've got a little rust. You got an Oklahoma City team that does a good job of taking away the best option for Indiana. Rick Carlisle's a good coach, so he'll try to, you know, figure out ways to slow down. This is plenty of time to also figure some things out defensively. So I kind of like under 230.
I guess we have seen it, but 7-1 series favorite?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Oklahoma City is going to win this thing.
I don't think this handily. Whole postseason Indiana's gotten enough respect. Period.
No, but they've also had to come from way behind on a few games. Oklahoma City doesn't really give those up.
Good leads, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing that, you know, OKC is still a young team. You know, like you said, the jitters and, you know, and Indiana's young. You know, it's at those odds, you know, it's, I mean, if you had to, you know, take a chance, Pacers at, you know, plus 500 or more. So I'm with you guys. But you never know. OKC could end up blowing them out and go, you know, sweep the series and,
I don't know. I like Indiana tonight. You're giving way too many points. I thought it 5.5 against the Knicks was too much. It proved. I mean, I just think Indiana's better than this whole postseason. Indiana's been better than Vegas has been giving them credit for this whole postseason.
I was looking at some prop bets, John. Sorry, Halliburton 20+. He's plus money. I think, you know, he's hot and cold. I think one thing about OKC, you know, they give up the perimeter a little bit. I mean, they pack it in on defense. If he can hit a couple threes and get going, I think Halliburton could hit 20 points tonight, and, you know, you get that at plus money, at plus 140. But, you know, we'll see. But he's, you know, one day he'll shoot it, and the next day he just, you know, he'll dish it, so you don't know exactly what, you know, what Halliburton you get each game. But I kind of like that bet at plus 140 for plus money.
You like Halliburton over 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big prop.
Somebody's got to score, and if they give them an outside, you know, that's the problem though with Oklahoma City. You start falling in love with that three, and you keep, you know, and it's a low percentage shot, and you miss them, and then all of a sudden you're down 20.
Yeah, and you're just not coming back from way back on Oklahoma City. They're too good defensively.
Yeah.
So that's this series to me is a real tricky one. I mean, in theory, look, if you're getting back fair odds, if you're getting back like 600. On the Pacers, that's one thing, but you're not. And so it's almost like they just keep you from playing Oklahoma City because it's too penal. If you had made that thing like 400 Oklahoma City, I'd even lay 4-1 on Oklahoma City. I feel that strong about it, but 750? That's just too crazy.
Yeah. Well, obviously Vegas is telling you they don't want you to take – Do not take – we don't want you taking Oklahoma City.
We don't want your Oklahoma City money here. We've already gotten our heads kicked in by favorites for the last 2 years in every sport.
Right.
Am I wrong on that, John?
No, you're right on. Yep, you're right. You're dead on that one. So
I follow DraftKings stocks, and every earnings report they come out and say, due to the unfortunate circumstances of unfavorable results. And I'm just, favorites are winning.
Yeah, that usually means some people hit some big parlays. So that's usually the
NFL was all favorites last year. I mean, it killed them. It killed every book in the country.
I think it's been 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Every major sport.
This past year was the worst ever. This past year was the worst ever.
Oh, yeah. And every sport as well. So, So we'll see if it changes here.
What else you got coming up?
We got UFC. We got the O'Malley fight. That's packing out. You know, we got a lot of reservations for that. You know, he's a big draw. He's at plus 230. That'll be an interesting fight. He didn't look too good in the last one. I know he was hurt for that one. I think the UFC needs him to win. But, you know, I think it comes down for that one. You know, how much is he going to steam is he going to use up defending the takedown? And I think that was his problem in the last fight is, you know, is he going to wear out, you know, just defending the takedown and not being able to punch and do his kicks and all that. So that'll be an interesting fight. A lot of money on Thabo Fili. If I said that right, I apologize if I didn't. But there's a lot. There's a lot of money on the favorite there. So, you know, plus 230, it's a shot. He's a big draw. He's got to defend and not use up energy, and I think he can, you know, win that fight. And the best bet for me is that I think that fight will go to distance. I think O'Malley likes to hit and dodge, and I think he can go over 4.5 rounds in that one. So the other one, the female main event, Kayla Harrison, you know, we talked about her last week. I'm going to call her now the Brock Lesnar of UFC. she's minus 700. Interesting. She hasn't fought well with big fighters. So, you know, that's another one.
Wow, you said minus 700?
Yeah, 650 now. Yeah.
Wow, and I mean, yeah. She's fighting an experienced fighter on the other side.
Yeah, and she hasn't done well. She has to drop about 15, I think, pounds to what she's used to fighting at. So it'll be interesting to see where she weighs in at tomorrow for that fight. I kind of like, you know, she makes weight, and I like her by KO. That's a 3-1 odds if you're going to take that. But, you know, Payne is not a bad – she's not shabby. She's not a bad fighter either. So those are decent odds for her if you kind of like her as well. But, you know, if you like Harrison, I kind of like it by KO to get some plus money. I just, another one you can't lay $600 or $700 to win a box. So that's going on. I've got NHL, Edmonton. I fell asleep to it, but that was definitely a good matchup. Went to overtime, and we'll see. You know, we got those playoffs and coming up.
Which way is that one being bet?
Edmonton's been a lot of money on Edmonton lately. I think everybody's riding that wave. It was early Florida, but I think people are getting on the Edmonton bandwagon right now. So. It's interesting to see Edmonton. You know, I think it's been, 17 years since a Canadian team, which is funny because half of the other teams are all Canadians anyway, so they make a big deal about a Canadian team winning the playoffs. But, yeah, we're starting to see a swing in Edmonton play right now. So, definitely a good game. I think that'll just be a good series to watch if you like watching hockey. It's definitely going to be a series to watch there. Football's around the corner. You know, DraftKings, we started our fantasy football packages. We're 6 weeks away, and we'll start maybe talking football and over-unders. Again, I got to ask, are we going to get a quarterback? Is the Steelers going to get a quarterback? Is the million-dollar question.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Rodgers, but if not, I don't mean.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know. There had been talk behind the scenes before the draft that they still had their eyes on Kirk Cousins as a fallback.
Yeah, and I think that's more of a
change. That'll be fun. Rogers, you're going to have a good time with that.
No, I think this is going to be a fun season for you, John.
Yeah.
Between all the Saints fans who will be in there watching, whatever that will be at quarterback, and
watching the Steelers and
it's not going to be.
We
great.
Might rotate quarterbacks like they do in high school. You know, that might end up what's happened. You know, one does a series and the next one, but it'll be interesting. To see what happens there. But, yeah, football's coming around. We're starting to get our fantasy packages in there. And, come on down and schedule. We got some changes in there. I think we're going to do some fun things with it. The O'Malley fight, we got some giveaways in there in the sports book this weekend. So make your reservations. Come on down, watch the fight. I think NBA, I think the next game is Saturday. I didn't get a chance to look. I don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday. But come down. We got baseball. Come on down and watch the fight.
That's it. Let's go. Get to Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We're going to be there Sunday night. And we're broadcasting live Monday and Tuesday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We'll be there. We want you all there. Get there this weekend to watch the U.S. Get there to watch the games. Get there to watch. Sunday night is game two, right? I think it's NBA Sunday game two. Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Yep. Come on. Sure. We'll watch the game. We'll watch the game at the DraftKings Sportsbook. So let's go. We're going to have a big time. We want you all there. As always. John, as always, we appreciate you, man.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right. I'm talking about that Golden Nugget Lake, Charles. One of my favorite places. It is. It literally is one of my favorite places. I mean, what more could you want? I mean, you got a poker room. You got a golf course. You got the swimming pool. You've got all the restaurants. You've got nightclub. You've got concert venue. You've got casino. You've got sports book. What the bleep? What don't you have there? It's right there, 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. And we are, I mean, I could literally live there. Live there. And I wish, if you haven't been there, that you would go there and see for yourself. The hotel's beautiful, everything about it. It just does not get much better than that. All you need to do is get to the Golden Nugget, GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com. Make your plans. Make your fantasy draft plans. Make your weekend plans, whatever it is. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on home insurance by checking Allstate first.
Hold it.
Like you know to check the assembly instructions first.
Hold it.
Before building the bookcase.
And done.
Whew. You can let go.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Potential savings vary. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus. Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. Classes start June 11th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Houston, if you're looking for a weekend getaway, Two Creeks Crossing Resort has something for everyone. Want adventure? Try kayaking, pickleball, or hiking their 82-acre property. More of a chill by the pool with a drink type? They've got an ice house and amazing views. From glamping to cabins to tree houses, you'll find the perfect stay. All just 90 minutes from Houston. Plan your trip now at twocreekscrossingresort.com. Trust me, you'll love it. TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
Ready to reignite the spark? Introducing Rize, R-I-I-Z-E Health's Red Max Strips, your fast track to peak performance. These revolutionary dissolving strips pack sildenafil, tadalafil, and oxytocin for harder, longer-lasting results in minutes. It's discreet, easy to use, and up to five times faster than pills. Visit Rize, R-I-I-Z-E Health.com, complete a quick questionnaire, and connect with U.S. board-certified doctors. Redmax Strips, unleash your confidence today.
The Bullpen, Saturdays at noon on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, that came tonight. ESPN was just doing a piece on, okay, is this going to be an Oklahoma City dynasty? Didn't we say that last year after the Celtics series?
What's that?
Didn't we say it a couple of years ago? No one's ever going to be able to beat Denver again. Not with Jokic, not the way he's – oh, that's right. They won one. Every year, the team that's the best in the NBA, the next year
they're
not.
Yeah, we have different champs every year. I will
say
I do think it's harder for a team – well, number one, you have to stay healthy. And that's not a given anymore in basketball. Number two – I think that it's much better to have a guy like SGA be your best player than Jokic. And the only way reason I say that is because the argument that and there's nothing wrong with Jokic. I mean, Jokic is incredible, but I'm just saying if your best player is a primary ball handler, it's easier for them to get in the flow of the offense. If it's a big, then sometimes it takes longer to get them the ball. The shot clock can come down a little bit. You know, it can be a little bit trickier.
Yeah. Listen, they look great and everything else. But you ain't giving them no dynasty yet.
No.
Slow down.
No, no dynasty.
Next year there's going to be teams in the West that are going to improve. I mean, it's going to be – and last year the East won it.
Now, I will say they are in pretty good position based on they don't have a mess salary cap-wise. Like, they've got some very favorable things. They got some things working in their favor to – really have an extended run if they play this smart.
Yeah, no, they got great. They got really nice team, and let's see if they beat Indiana first.
I mean, it is kind of wild. It is kind of wild that the Nuggets have gone from looking like they were going to be just really tough to deal with for a long time to. You know, they had their own battles just in the West all year long. With Jokic putting together one of the great seasons we've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But that also speaks to what we've got in the West. That's why the Rockets, that's why in most scenarios you sit tight with the Rockets. In this one, there may be a little bit more fear about, you know, being involved and making some changes because the thought is, look, you're adding Cooper Flagg to the West. Victor Wembanyama is going to be another year. You know, I think San Antonio eventually is going to take a big jump up, more than likely. What happens if Giannis gets traded to another team in the West? It's you're just dumping all this talent in the West, and so it's a little bit. I could see where the Rockets could look at that as an arms race. I could see that, but the fact is that. You know, we've had this discussion a lot, but if they sit tight, they're not going to sit completely tight. Some things are going to look a little different, but we know what we're talking about. Is it going to be the difference that you usually see in the off season? You know, where there's going to be some necessary changes based on salary cap, or is there going to be a big trade? I mean, when is the draft? Draft's coming up in mid-June, or is it later than that?
Late June? It comes up during the middle of the series, right?
2025 NBA draft is takes place. Yeah, late June, June 25th. Well, not in the middle of the series. The front office has to be able to engage with draft stuff. I mean, they're having to do this during the playoffs. That's the tricky thing with the NBA is while the playoffs are going on, you're having to go to draft functions. At least when they had them, you know, the combines and things like that. You had a lot of things to you still are preparing for the draft, international players. And you got to focus on what's going on with your team, like because you want to follow you're following your own team, too. Obviously, there's nothing a front office can do in the middle of the playoffs, but that is what you do this whole job for is to try to win a championship. So obviously you're a little bit your draft stuff's a little distracted by that whole trying to win a championship thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take that. If it's a problem, all right, I'll take that problem.
Yeah, we can get this figured out.
Yeah. Okay, I wish we had that problem every year. Oh, we're in the middle of the NBA Finals, and we got to do draft.
Right.
Oh, poor us. Damn it.
Oh, all well. Right.
Oh, well. Yeah. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in NBA, oh, we got a nice night tonight. We started off with an early. I like this start times for these games now.
You do?
Out here it's 3:40.
Well, you like it. No one else over there probably likes it.
Well, I don't care what anybody here
No,
likes.
I know you don't.
I don't care what anyone anywhere. But we got it's at home it's 5:40. That's great. Okay, all right. Your game is over by 8 o'clock.
Right.
Which is awesome. You've got Texas Tech and Texas tonight, game two. You've got the NBA Finals tonight, game one. We got a nice night tonight. A lot of good stuff to talk about.
A lot of good stuff.
And I'm sure it'll be mostly about, you know, women's sports because we're allies.
We are. And that's the one thing I feel really good about is this show, our nickname is Title IX, obviously. A lot of people call us that.
Yep.
Oh, you mean that Title IX show? Yeah, that's right, because we talk a lot of Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. We're the home of that kind of stuff, usually. Coco Gauff and that other girl.
Whatever.
Sabalenka and Swiatek. I mean, we cover the biggest events in women's sports.
That's what we always have.
And you with your women's softball that I never thought it would get this much coverage, and yet here we are.
Yeah.
Because you are an ally since moving to LA.
I am an ally. Thank you. Good night.
Since moving to LA. Okay, so we come back. We got to break it, right? Or are we taking it all the way to the bottom, Del?
Yeah, we're good.
Break
we're
it?
Good.
Oh, we're taking it to the bottom. Okay.
No, we'll take it to the bottom.
Okay. So I sent Del something about this fan put together. He did this for a bunch of different teams. He got to the Texans, and the Texans one, it says, the Houston Texans front office. It's kind of like a look inside the Houston Texans front office moves as they're happening over the last 7 years, right? So this guy, I don't know, and he's done this for other teams. I don't know how he knows every storyline. It's almost like he's listened to sports talk radio for the last 7 years. He knows every storyline and narrative available to Houston sports. But this is going back the last 7 years. So it says Houston Texans front office over the last 7 years. Listen to him. And now imagine that he's going from one to the other. You know, he'll change clothes to the other. But listen to this and listen to how many of these he nails as the front office in real time goes through some of these moves.
Excited, man. You're going to be a Houston Texan. Okay, talk soon. Well, fellas, we officially got Jadeveon Clowney. Him and Watt are going to be the scariest defensive line for the next decade. No way Aaron Donald or Khalil Mack turn out better than him. Bill O'Brien, welcome. Brock Osweiler, we were so impressed with the 7 total career starts you have in the NFL that we are going to offer you a very fitting $72 million. AJ Bouye, you are so good. And after a Pro Bowl caliber season like the one you just had, we are going to let you walk and join a division rival so that we get to play you twice a year and better our team. Jarvis, extend Zach Cunningham and Whitney Mercilus before cutting them. Don't worry, not only did we give up a bunch of picks for Laremy Tunsil, but we also didn't really negotiate a contract before we traded for him, so he's got a lot of leverage. Jarvis, give Randall Cobb $27 million at the end of his career. Tell me, what would you rather have? A top 3 wide receiver in the NFL or David Johnson on a massively bloated contract?
Probably D-Hop.
That is not what I thought you were going to say. Jarvis, pay Eric Murray like he's a starter.
No, just make Bill the GM.
I mean, he nailed all of them. 100% across the board. Pay Jarvis. Jarvis is just his random name he's using for salary cap. Jarvis, pay Eric Murray like he's a starter. I mean, that's a deep cut. Eric Murray getting paid like a starter is kind of a deep cut. Going to the David Johnson bloated contract is a little bit of a deep cut. Like, it's stuff we talked about. Everyone else was talking about, oh, you didn't get a first rounder for D-Hop. Really, the real travesty was, wait a minute. You took on David Johnson's contract? Jarvis, give Randall Cobb $27 million at the end of his career. We had Randall Cobb.
Crazy.
Do you know that we actually had Randall Cobb and Tyrod Taylor?
That.
Randall Cobb and Tyrod Taylor were both Texans at one point.
Those were the Astros years where nobody watched them.
We had to watch them.
No, David Culley.
People knew.
The David Culley.
Oh, boy, what Lovey a terrible
combo.
Time that was. My
Holy
goodness.
Crap.
What a terrible, terrible time that
well,
was.
Well, he didn't mention that. Let's give David Culley 5 years.
I know. He should have mentioned that. It was 3 years.
Whatever.
Still.
I mean,
that 1 year felt like 5 years.
Well, how many did Lovey get?
Remember when Nick Caserio was on the headset?
Yeah.
Nick Caserio was on the headset during games. And they just that kind of information came out. David Culley was cool with it. You know who wasn't cool with it? Lovey Smith.
Who was it?
Lovey Smith.
No.
Ain't gonna be you getting on the headset in the middle of a game. Nick Caserio. Once again, I want to reiterate this because we may have forgotten about this. Nick Caserio, who, by the way, is telling us, don't worry about offensive line. I'm not worried about it. D'Amico's not worried about it, so you shouldn't worry about it. We've been told not to worry about that, not to worry about C.J. Stroud's shoulder being hurt. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. But also, Nick Caserio used to be on the headsets listening in to his head coaches during the game. I have never in my entire life heard of that.
Mickey Loomis was on a headset. He actually got fined for it. Mickey Loomis.
Oh, Mickey does things illegally. That's not a problem. Yeah.
Mickey Loomis was – there was something Mickey Loomis did on the headset that was – yeah, I think – I forget what it was. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, Mickey, that does sound familiar, though.
Yeah, Mickey got fined for it, too. But getting on the headset as a GM, stop. Lovey put the kibosh on that.
Oh, even worse, John. I mean, the Saints were massive cheaters. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Louisiana was told Friday that General Manager Mickey Loomis, this is 2012, had an electronic device in the Superdome suite that had been secretly rewired to enable him to eavesdrop on visiting coaching staffs nearly 3 years.
I knew he was on the headsets. I forgot he was on the opposing team's headset.
The trash cans.
Yeah.
This dude had headset. He had it rewired to a suite.
Not only was he on the headset, he was on the other team's headset.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That is. I think he knew. I think that was wrong. I'm pretty sure that's
NFL
wrong.
Spokesman Greg Aiello said the league was unaware of these allegations.
Wait, it took the FBI. The league didn't even know about it.
Sources told Outside the Lines the listening device was first installed in the general manager suite in 2000 Loomis's predecessor Randy Mueller served as Saints GM. At that time, according to sources, Mueller had the ability to use the device to monitor only the game day communications of the Saints coaching staff. Mickey came in and said, hey, can we do the same thing but for the other team? Mickey Loomis, you remember the Saints, take the head out and the body will follow and bounty gate and and more stuff than that. I mean, they were involved with –
coaches got suspended for a year.
Oh, yeah. They were involved with your boy. Sean Payton was gone.
Oh, but speaking of the Saints, did you see what Derek Carr said?
No, what did he say?
Derek Carr said, you know – I could have taken – I just didn't feel right. I could have taken the $30 million from the Saints, but I just said, no, I don't want it.
Honestly, he's being
– he's honest.
He's honest. He took so much crap from the Saints. The Saints were so – I heard that the Saints wouldn't let him back in the building. Like, it was really toxic. The Saints were so furious at Derek Carr, and it was really bad behind the scenes. And I think Derek got embarrassed, and he probably felt bad. Like, he might have –
most every other guy would have gone, nope, you want me to have
No. I will say, the cars are pretty upright citizens from a morality standpoint.
If you won't let me in the building, I don't give a rat. Give me my 30.
Give me my money. You think Deshaun was giving back money?
You think
Deshaun's
going
to resign, is going to retire and not catch paychecks?
Hell no. Every bit of that 230.
So I give Derek Carr credit for – literally, I mean, he did what he didn't have to do. Now, the Saints believe, maybe rightfully so, that he knew that that shoulder wasn't great and he still took that reworked deal. I don't know. But you're right. Probably 98% of the NFL players would not have done what he did. By retiring, he can't keep that money. If he had just stuck it out and gotten a surgery and done all that stuff, you know, he gets his money.
Yep.
He gets his money, but he didn't do it.
We got a break. Let's talk a little golf. I want to talk about East River 9. EastRiver9.com. It's a great place. We're going to be there Friday, as a matter of fact, next Friday. And it's just a great, great, great place. It's so much fun. It's just a 9-hole golf course. It's lighted, so you can do it at night. You can do it during the day. You can do it at night. They got lit pickleball courts as well. So you're a pickleball fan, you're a golf fan, you got everything right there. You're a alcohol fan, there's a bar. You're a food fan? They got food. Yep, really, really good. Weekends, they got crawfish boils. They got music out there. It's a party, all right? It is a golf course, but you can, it's nine holes, so it's just fun. You bring three or four clubs. You walk around. You have a great time. You can bring a date there. You can bring buddies there. Have a good time. It's an hour and a half. You want to get your golf on, but you can't during the day because you have to work. That's okay. You can do it at East River 9. East River 9 is really cool. And oh, by the way, those of you that own a business or your CFO, you can get corporate memberships as well. So this is where you take your clients. This is where you can take your team to team build, whatever it is. East River 9 is cool. If you're looking for a great way to just enjoy golf, watch golf, eat, drink, have a great time, EastRiverTheNumber9.com.
ESPN 97.5.
When the storms show up, so do all those pesky storm-chasing roofers trying to get you to file an insurance claim. The group of professionals at Brinkman Quality Roofing are not the guys that will be knocking on your door. Call them today at 281-480-7663. That's 281-480-ROOF. They will evaluate your roof and determine what is the best course of action for you and your home. There's no substitute for Brinkman Quality. That's BrinkmanQuality.com, BrinkmanQuality.com.
It's midnight in Houston, and Bob just can't sleep. The AC is broken, and he can't count the sheep. Don't worry, big man. You don't need to scream. We can fix your AC with the help of Air Team. They'll come to your place, fix it up without a trace. Trust the ultimate fan with the paint on his face.
Is your air conditioner not performing at a pro level? Call Air Team, H-Town's HVAC team. The best heating and air conditioning installation services. 713-936-5346 or visit airteamltd.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, and I'm Shivana Rabashriver, and we are so excited to be bringing you Culture Club HTX every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Our show is about sports, community, fashion, and of course, business, and all the things that make Houston the heartbeat of Texas.
Our community. That's our favorite, right?
That's one of my most favorite. So every Sunday, 8 a.m., ESPN Radio 92.5 and 97.5. We can't wait for you to tune in.
Don't even think about getting a heritage film for your treasured loved ones. Instead, do it yourself. Slap your dad down in a chair, get out your phone, and start asking questions about his life. Then, when he dies, you'll have him to share with your future grandkids. They'll get to know about how everyone used to smoke cigarettes, people used to get along, and how he started driving when he was about 12. Or, if you want something that doesn't suck, go to yourheritagefilm.com and trust the professionals.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here. You know I'm a numbers guy, and I like the numbers that Daspit Law Firm is putting up for their clients. The super team at Daspit Law handles a full range of personal injury cases, and they are getting results from their clients in big numbers. Car accidents, truck accidents, industrial accidents, construction accidents, maritime accidents, offshore accidents. These are all areas where if it's you or someone you know, I encourage you to get a free case review from John Daspit with the Daspit Law Firm. Call 713. Call now. That's 713. Call.
Your home for Texas A&M Athletics is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Kick 'em. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, our final segment. If you want to get in a hurry. We can't make you wait long because, well, we don't have that much time left in the show. But this is usually where we find out, what did we miss today, Dell? And we have talked about everything. I mean, about everything. One thing we did miss
this
on.
This show has been incredible.
Great shows in radio history.
This show has been incredible. We did not follow up on the WNBA. They're not going to investigate where a player said it, another coach cussed at her. I'm like, what? Y'all aren't really. An assistant coach cussed at one of the other team's players, and y'all are trying to get the league to do an investigation?
Did you see?
Wait, this isn't a real. I had to read this, and the wording doesn't even make sense. Like, this can't be a real story. People get cussed at all the time. This is not going to be a thing. You want to be a. If you want to, no, we're not doing this.
Did you happen to see the, I think it was Wake Forest playing Tennessee in the regional final?
Yes, the Tennessee and, coach.
And the homophobic slur by the opposing coach.
He had to
coach.
Apologize.
Yeah, he had to apologize. Well, because the player was trying to get the crowd going, and that was funny.
Yeah, it was the Wake Forest coach, Tom Walter.
Yeah.
He dropped the double F.
Yeah, the double F.
Yeah.
Did you see the other day?
F.
Yeah, F-ing, yeah.
I mean.
F-ing F.
Yeah.
How about our little, listen, it goes back to Hunter Brown's last start. But Hunter Brown, on his last pitch, got the double play, and clear as day, and they showed it over and over and over, let's effing go. I mean, it was clear as day, and I was like,
you mean you could see it, right?
Oh, you
didn't
see
it. You saw it.
He didn't hear it, but you could see it.
Yeah,
they
don't care anymore on TV, I've noticed.
No.
That's not really a thing anymore where they try to – well, they try to stop it. It's actually, they're okay with it.
I mean, if you couldn't read that lip, I mean, it was like, wow, dude. They just don't care. Apparently, Pro Football Focus put out its best cornerback duos in the NFL. Who do you think is number one?
I mean, the way you're saying it's so sassy, I think the Texans might be number
one. Well, of course it's the Texans.
Yeah.
Stingley and Lassiter, number one combination. Second is the Bills, Benford and Johnson, then DeJean and Mitchell, Witherspoon and Woolen from the Seahawks, Gonzalez and Davis from the Patriots, Ward and Moore from the Colts, Slay and Porter from the Steelers.
Slay, girl.
And Campbell and Lewis from the Jags. Who's on the other side in for the Chiefs?
McDuffie and
must not be very good because McDuffie's
lost.
One of the best.
No, they got Jalen Watt. They got Jalen. Was it Watkins?
And who's
from
on
Washington
the other
State?
Side from Sauce?
Well, not good enough.
And Taron Johnson's a nickel, right?
Yeah.
So is that really what we're talking about
here?
Best corner duos, we're generally talking about the two outside guys.
I usually think of outside, but then again, maybe we should rethink that because, I mean, really should say who's the best cornerback trio because more teams are in nickel is their base defense more than anything. And if you look at the Texans, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of respect for Jalen Petrie. We know what his limitations are, but there's a lot of respect for Petrie. I could see where they'd say, okay, that's the best three-man combination. They might say something like that.
Well, it's the best duo.
Yeah, but Dell's right. Like, duo, we think outside corners, but
right.
You know, CeeDee Lamb lines up in a slot a lot. Justin Jefferson will from time to time. You know, you better have a good corner on that guy if you're not traveling with your defenders. So the depth chart in Kansas City, I'm going to look real quick because God, our lads is just a pop-up invasion. You've got, come on. Christian Fulton, stinky. Jalen Watson. Yeah, it ain't Kansas City.
Does he smell as much as that French tennis player?
He's just a guy.
No, he's
just... LSU's Christian Fulton is just a guy. Jalen Watson's just a guy. Yeah, it ain't Kansas City. Kansas City doesn't have the best trio. They're not really – I don't even think
duo.
They're that close to
we're
Houston.
We're talking duos right
you.
Now. Yeah.
Not talking duo. PFF screwed up. How are you not talking trio? It's three corners play.
Yeah, most of the time you're
like, why are we talking about two when you need three?
Well,
that's like saying who's the best offensive line, but only the guards.
Take this up with these Irishmen. Don't take it up with me.
Yeah, that's true.
They all 22 for Pro Football Focus put this out too. Stacking successful drafts is the biggest cheat code in the NFL and fantasy football. Has anyone been better than the Texans over the past 2 years?
Wait, biggest cheat code for fantasy football?
And fantasy football, I don't know.
Well, are they talking about?
Well, here's why. It's because I've been reading a lot of stuff lately. It is, and I don't want to give you this because I'm in the same league as you, but drafting rookie running backs is really, really smart. rookie running backs.
Are you sure
in the
what
NFL.
They're talking about? Maybe isn't for keeper leagues where you draft have back to back good drafts in keeper leagues because then you're going to slaughter.
No. Has anyone been better than the Texans over the past 2 years? In 24, Lassiter, Fisher, and Bullock. 23,
I don't know why they brought up fantasy football, though.
I don't either. 23, Stroud, Anderson, Scruggs, Dell, Tuatoa, and Patterson.
Scruggs and Patterson.
Yeah, I don't. They're not really following the Texans.
Yeah, the big names I get. But
yeah, the first two. Yeah, I'm in on the first two.
Well, they're on the field.
But are they detriment?
Yeah, they're a detriment. I'm in on the first two.
I don't know if they're
Bullock,
detriment, but
Patterson and Scruggs are not pluses. They're not pluses. They're part of the weakest unit on the team.
That
I ain't giving them any
credit. Completely revamped, at least, or now, trying
Bullock,
to.
I give you a lot of credit for Bullock. Lassiter, a lot of credit for Lassiter.
Yeah.
Those are, man, rounds two, three. Look, you should hit early first round picks.
Who is it going to be this year? Woody Marks? Jalen Reed?
And they gave a future third. It better be
Woody
Marks.
Bullock came not out of nowhere, but who is the guy that we're not talking about, the draft pick that we're not talking about? It might be Reed, although it's so crowded back there.
Jalen Reed?
Yeah. The secondary is so crowded.
I think it's too crowded, but he'll be a good special teams player, but I think it's a little too crowded.
Yeah, unless, you know, of course, your Jimmy Ward will get hurt. We'll see if Jalen Petrie can
yeah, I don't think they view Petrie as a safety at all. I think Jalen Reed could end up playing, to be honest with you, looking at the depth chart.
How are they going to do it with Bullock, Ward, and Ceedee?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm really curious about that too, because you've got to have Gardner Johnson on the field some. I mean, he's too talented. And if you're going to be getting rid of him anyway, you know, if he's going to be a short-term guy, take advantage of the talent. He's talented. He's multifaceted. He adds versatility to your defense. I don't know. Do you make, you know, one thing you could do is maybe make Jalen Petrie a nickel linebacker. You maybe say, okay, we're going to more of a dime situation where we're going to play Chauncey Gardner-Johnson along with our three safety, along with the other two safeties, and we're going to go all three corners. So they're going to have six DBs, and I could see maybe Jalen Petrie being a dime linebacker. They could show those looks.
Yeah.
You know, because then he could guard some tight ends and guard some running backs out of the backfield. You know, that might be one of the best options for him is just going six DBs, because I'm not in love with any linebackers. I liked when Christian Harris was healthy and out there. I don't know what's going on with Christian Harris, but Christian Harris, if he's not, your other linebackers are not great in coverage, so that might be the best way to play them is just say, we're going six DBs here.
Are they big enough to be tackling tight ends and running backs that are, you know, there's a reason that linebackers are on the field and not because, well, you got enough safeties to put them out there, so that's for sure. You know, and you're going to have some injuries, that's for certain too. So, but there's a reason that they put linebackers on the field and not safeties.
Yeah, it depends on the more and more teams are going to the DB approach, though. That's why offensively they're saying, okay, then we got to run at those guys. That's just the game of chess. If you're going to go small, then we're going to run at you. And then, you know, because defenses want offenses to do things they're not comfortable with and vice versa. So that's why the game of football is not like smart DCs and smart OCs really put the heat on the other side.
Right.
And I think that's one of the knocks, honestly, on Bobby Slowick because he didn't put enough heat on the other side. It's not just about being unpredictable. It's about compromising the defense. And he did, you know, he did have points of conflict in his passing game. Every passing scheme has that. Every route combination creates points of conflict with man-to-man, sometimes zone. But I think that's one of the issues is, were you really keeping the defense on their back heels? It didn't seem like it last year. It seemed like they were on the front foot getting downhill all the time.
Yeah, but, you know, guards coming out and getting to the second level and taking out your safety, you know, who's trying to stop the run, that's now you're getting, you know, into dangerous territory. Physically And oh, by the way, giving up big runs. If they've got athletic guards,
well, that's only on third
level.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about as a standard defense. I mean, like third and six or more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm only talking about third down coverage.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's break it. We got news of the weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking Texas Card House right now. Might play me a little poker today. I'm mad that I'm not in Houston. I can't get to Texas Card House. Texas Card House is in all, both locations are clean, beautiful. They've got bars that stay open till 2. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week they're open, so you can find a game at any time. It's safe environment with protection, and you get wanded when you walk in. There's no collusion. You're making sure that everybody's on the up and up. You've got smaller games where you don't have to bring in, you know, you can play as big as you want or as small as you want. You've got Hijack Poker, which is an app that you can put on your phone, and it's only for Texas people, no bots, strictly regulated. You can deposit money and take money out of your account at either Texas Card House location, or you could do it in Austin or Dallas, wherever. There's Texas Card Houses all over. Here's the deal. Texas Card House is the premier site. Hijack Poker is the premier site, app, and website and online that you're going to find now in the state of Texas. So if you're looking for a game, Texas Card House is the way to go. TexasCardHouse.com. Download the Hijack Poker app. Start playing today. TexasCardHouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Feel the beauty, feel the peace at TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
In a world parched for excitement, one drink will emerge. Twisted Tea, the refreshing thrill ride of flavor. Recreating its classic role as the hard iced tea that goes down smooth. Twisted Tea doesn't just taste like real iced tea, it's made with real brewed tea and a 5% kick of alcohol. Taste the adventure with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
The playoffs are in full swing, and you can get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JOEQ. That's J-O-E-Q to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Top training in Sugar Land, Texas, the region's elite facility for athletes of all ages. With world-class coaches, including 3 former pros and 5 who've trained professional athletes, we deliver structured, science-backed programs in a high-energy, results-driven environment. Young athletes, high school competitors aiming for college, or adults reclaiming strength. Top training is your place. Not just a gym, it's a training ground for life, forging discipline, confidence, and peak performance daily. Visit toptrainingsl.com.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn.
And this is Bill Olson. Texas Outdoor News is the longest-running, most award-winning outdoor radio show in the state for a lot of good reasons.
We bring you the latest news and information about hunting and fishing across our great state and beyond.
And our guests are who's who from industry, government, and the field.
Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us Saturday mornings at 6, Sunday at 7 on ESPN 97.5.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with iZurvey, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iZurvey, or Avacincaptad pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Hey, you know what's weird? The summer circuit is back. Join ESPN Houston every week. We visit different restaurants all over the greater Houston area. Each week you can register to win our grand prize of the summer, a pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, $4,000
value. Hey,
I want that too. For registration, stop by the promo table at the broadcast. This week we'll be hanging out enjoying food and cocktails at the Kima Boardwalk inside the Galaxy Adventure Party Room. Get on out there Friday, noon to 6 at Kima Boardwalk. Find the entire summer circuit schedule on ESPN975.com. I want that, too. We live pretty close to Ventura Boulevard here, and there's all kinds of great restaurants, and we want to be able to take our scooters there. I want that.
Can I do News of the Weird? Can I kick some stuff off here?
Yeah, go.
It's something new I just found. So apparently on Twitter, X, whatever, you can click on somebody's name, and then there's a new tab that's there that says, let me tell you exactly what it says. I'm going to read you exactly what it says. If I click on John Granato, it says profile summary. And I click that, and it's going to give me an AI profile of who you are, John, for reading all of your X stuff. And here's what it says about John Granato. John Granato, a spirited Houston radio host, passionately cheers for the Texans and Astros while dishing out sharp takes on football, baseball strategies. John's rallying fans to protest property taxes and dishing on baseball from Astros outfield woes to Colton Gordon's pitching. The X community celebrates John Granato's Texas Radio Hall of Fame induction and his iconic Houston sports radio presence with Lance Zierlein. Now, I actually hit it a second time. The first time they talked about Coors Light-fueled nights is what it said. Listen to what it says on Dell. And this is how you know. You know, we act like we're afraid of AI, but AI's got a long way to go. And here's how I know that, because I'm reading Dell's profile summary. Here's what it says. Yeah, I'm waiting for it to populate. It's thinking. Dell Olele, a sharp-witted sharp-witted ESPN Houston radio host, fearlessly critiques sports stars like James Harden and coaches like Mario Cristobal, believing playoff pressure reveals true character. Dell V2's been dissecting NBA star stats and trades while tossing in Star Wars love and football gripes. Dell is celebrated by John Granato and the producer Nick for their engaging sports radio presence at ESPN 97.5.
Nick Sciarra?
Yeah.
Is that the producer they're talking about?
I guess.
Apparently he has celebrated you and John celebrates you.
A lot of that is correct.
I celebrate Dell every day.
That's much of that is not correct.
Much of that is correct.
I celebrate Dell every day. What about yours? What does yours say?
Well, I'm reading. Hold on. Profile summary.
Lance's brisket is. No. I bet it better have your brisket in it.
It doesn't say anything about brisket. Hold on. Profile summary.
If it doesn't have your brisket in it, AI has got a long way to go.
It doesn't have. Come on. Profile summary. There it is. Okay. Here we go. It's thinking. Lance Zierlein, a Houston radio host and NFL draft guru, passionately scouts college football talent and believes in the power of positive coaching for rookies. What that means.
What?
Lance dishes on NBA drafts, critiques player stats, and shares his 40-pound weight loss journey with less caffeine. You know, not sure what with less caffeine means. The X community praises Lance Zierlein for his NFL draft insights and radio presence, with Greg Gabriel and the Raheel highlighting his expertise. Now, if I hit it again, it will... okay, it says, ask anything. Is Lance Zierlein considered the best draft analyst?
Uh-oh.
Let's see what Grok says.
Uh-oh. Well, ever since Mel Kiper went Shador Sanders.
It's
on
thinking
everybody.
A lot. It's searching. It's you might searching be the what best. People are saying. Did Shador Sanders get blackballed from the first round? Like Twitter told me. Wow, Gronk is not sure on the answer on this.
Oh,
it just keeps,
yeah.
Keep searching. He's widely respected as one of the top NFL draft experts, but whether he's considered the best depends on the criteria and who you ask. His strengths lie in his detailed prospect evaluations, extensive film study, and connections within the NFL, which gives him credibility. However, evaluations of draft analysts often hinge on their accuracy in predicting draft outcomes and player success. A 2022 study from Hogs Heaven found Zuerlein performed well with his prospect rankings, explaining over 40% of his variance. Holy crap, Gronk does a lot. Gronk came up. Some criticisms exist, particularly in fantasy football circles, where Zuerlein's evaluations don't always align with player outcomes. Oh, you guys.
See, I think the name Gronk.
For example,
is a bad...
Jalen Hyatt. Oh, here they're going to bring up Jalen Hyatt.
Oh, you
course.
See?
Of
I think course. The name Gronk is a bad name for it because it's too close to Gronk, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Right? I think he named that poorly. All right. So I thought mine was dead on, and Dell's was stupid, but mine was dead on.
If you
on.
Keep hitting it, it'll keep giving you more and more things. All it does is search some of your posts and comes up with an idea.
Well, I think it was dead on with me.
It did say Coors Light Fueled Nights in the first one I looked at, and I thought, man. And okay. And the way that you are rallying the troops against property taxes.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. All right. Dell, you're okay. We don't have time. We don't have time for any other news of the weird. But I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Dell V2, who is witty, and I always
sharp-witted, I believe
I always
was the,
champion
the term
sharp-witted. And whom I always champion is yep. next
sharp-witted, right.
sharp-witted, I
and
believe.
Frequently goes after Mario Cristobal.
That's true. Yeah.
And Jalen and James Howard and James
well,
Harden.
Well, everyone
listen
does that.
Listen next to Dell go after Mario Cristobal.
No, we saved that for awful Mondays in October when he's blown another game to Georgia Tech.
We will do that on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody.